City of Allen is really something. It's really taken off. We did a KRLD at your hometown up there a couple of months ago, and everybody was profoundly impressed. Lots of in-migration. We were talking to the head of Cyrus One the other day. They're opening a big facility up there. Dan Bowman's a really unique individual. I mean, he's executive director and CEO of the Allen Economic Development Corporation and has been for a good long while. But he is a native of Allen, Texas, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here.
So when you were a kid born in Allen, Texas, like, was the entire city powered by a Sears diehard?
You know, we had a Chevron station and a McDonald's and Barney the dinosaur who would march in our Main Street parades. But, you know, Allen was a sleepy little town, but it's really grown into something very different today.
Yeah, unless you drive north, I mean, you're really unaware of that because this has happened seemingly in a very short period of time.
Well, you know, Allen's been, you know, historically doubling in population every 10 years. And now we're at a point where that won't continue. But with nearly 100,000 people, when I started with the Economic Development Group about 15 years ago, we thought we'd build out at, I think, 97,000 was the goal. And now it's looking like it'll go, you know, considerably more than that, with a lot of room for corporate expansion.
So why is this? Are you getting, I mean, Richardson has been built out for a long time. Plano is probably built out. Frisco has some room to go, but I mean, expansion has to go somewhere. Is it just sort of your turn?
Well, I think it's that. And, you know, residentially, we're actually fairly close to being built out. We're getting there. A lot of our remaining land, we have about 1,000 acres out on State Highway 121 on the Sam Rayburn Tollway. And that's where you've got 270 acres that Howard Hughes Corporation, they just announced Monarch City.
Monarch City. I don't know about that.
Yeah, Monarch City. It's in the news, and they're going to build a, you know, 4 million plus square feet of office.
Good night.
And where do you find 270 acres at the corner of two major highways? It's really been preserved and ready to go. It's hard to find. It's unique.
There are a lot of attributes I hadn't really thought about. I mean, one of the things Cyrus One was saying, you have redundant electric utility systems and fiber optic telecommunications networks. How do you have how does that?
Well, it was great working with Cyrus One and all the other data centers. We looked at this transmission line we had running through our town, which is two of these 138 kV lines, huge. And we thought, well, that's kind of ugly. But the nice thing is it was hidden from the highway, and we thought we have all these sites where you can get two different feeds from different parts of the electrical system. So if one goes down, it's redundant from somewhere else. And then fiber optic, same thing. If your internet connection goes down over here, you've got this other fiber optic carrier. And we realized that.
So you're at a crossroads, really.
Yeah, and there aren't very many locations in DFW where you can do that. So we had about, I think in 2009, Cisco came up here and built a $500 million data center. And followed by that, Compass Data Centers has done two of these pods. They're very impressive pods. And then Cyrus One comes in with a $1 billion investment. And what that does is it just brings more infrastructure, more fiber optics to Allen, makes us more of an IT kind of central location.
You know, it occurs to me, I mean, since you're not redeveloping, you are developing. This is raw land that's suddenly being turned into something, that you don't have a lot of the obstacles, your zoning and existing usage that other municipalities would.
Well, the nice thing about Allen is we're 27 square miles. So you compare us to the cities around us, we're a third the size of McKinney. We're smaller than Frisco. We're smaller than Plano. So we are nimble. And we're going to say, okay, yeah, there's land here. There's not a lot of impediments to development. So if it's something that the city and the community wants, we can get behind it. We're going to be easy to work with. We're going to be flexible for the type of development we want to see.
So what about mobility? I mean, you don't have DART access, I guess. How do you get workers there? How do you get people who can't afford to live there but will work there and clean the buildings and answer the phones and data centers?
The nice thing is, unlike other communities on the tollway, we have 75, which is a free and untolled road to drive on. And we also, because we're situated in the Northeast, we can draw people that are even further east up in Collin County.
That's a good point.
And so there's a whole untapped
more accessible, certainly.
Exactly, an untapped population there. And we have found that those people will come and we can fill the jobs.
Yeah, let me ask you an off-the-wall question, but the whole thing around here for the last year, and actually around the country, is this Amazon, you know, contest. Where's Amazon going to go? And And I've heard, I mean, from people in your business, I've heard these mixed opinions. I mean, on the one hand, you'd love to have them, and they'll be great for the tax base and all this kind of stuff. But the other is, there's a fear they'll just suck all of the jobs out of an area. They'll be the total concentration. So we've heard of a lot of companies that are holding off expansion or relocation until this decision is made. This decision's been going on forever.
It's a big decision, and part of it's probably a marketing ploy on behalf of Amazon. But I would say I've heard people on both sides, even in Allen, that say, well, you know, it would be great to have that many jobs. It's significant. But also, if it goes not in your community but nearby your community, it's going to suck all that labor pool and all those jobs for years to come. So it's not universal that everybody wants it. I think right now, if I was betting, it's probably headed to the East Coast is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it distracts from the fact that the majority of our jobs that are grown here are expansions from within. When we've had WatchGuard Video and Kone Elevators and a number of these companies in Allen that have just grown and grown, and that's where your bread and butter jobs come from, Amazon.
We had a great conversation with WatchGuard Video, and they're extremely happy up there. That is, I mean, that's a major employer.
Yeah, they're making the police body cameras and in-dash cams, and those guys are doing cutting-edge technology for these systems, and it's great to see them adding hundreds of jobs. That's the stuff we got to be paying attention to.
And that was a coup. So you're working on some more of these kind of things?
We got some stuff in the works. An exciting one that was just announced, Credit Union of Texas is moving their corporate headquarters to Allen into One Bethany East right there in Waters Creek, taking the top two floors of that building. So that's really exciting.
And again, that's a beautiful place too. Everybody from the station was really impressed by that. Hey, I'm glad you came by. It sounds like you're doing some good work up there, and it sounds like next time I'm on the way to McKinney, I'm going to stop off and say hello.
You'll have to see all the new things.
I'd like to see Dan Bowman, see Allen Economic Development Corporation CEO. It's good to have you with us.
I'm glad to be
here. Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.